The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't
and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Okay, let's go to the good news from Donald Trump today. Did he come up with something exciting? No, he came up with four exciting things in one single post. And those four things are these. Get ready. Now, I'll do my... Oh, I don't have a newspaper next to me here, but I love what Rush Limbaugh did. I don't know if anyone else did this, but in the course of any of his shows, you would hear, I'm going to imitate it with a sheet of paper. It's not going to work. Almost sounds like a newspaper. It really gave such a presence to what he was doing, reading the newspaper to us every day. Well, here I have a list. Donald Trump announced today, not one new rally, four new rallies. They are, and some of you are going to be able to go to these things. November 3rd, which is a Thursday. Let me write that down. Thursday. So we'll cover that on the show, on our Thursday show. Sioux City, Iowa. Oh, yeah. That's not that far from me. It's only 402 miles from where I'm sitting. You know, I'll tell you what, it's possible. Possible. It's a 5+ hour trip by car. I have to drive all the way south through North Dakota, then all the way south across South Dakota. And then I'm right there in Sioux City, Iowa, which is right across the river from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which is right next to Nebraska. Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota all meet right there. Okay, that's a good one. 2 days later, November 5th, Saturday, La Trobe, Pennsylvania. Another Donald Trump rally. Where is La Trobe, you ask? It's about 50 miles east of Pittsburgh. And where have you heard that name, La Trobe, before? It's the hometown of one of Donald Trump's heroes, Arnold Palmer. At that event, Donald Trump will be at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport. But that's not enough. We've got to have another rally. How about the next day? Hey, how about November 6th, Sunday, in Miami, Florida? And that will be at the Miami-Dade County Fair on Coral Way, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Miami. But come on, we're just getting warmed up. Let's have another rally. How about the next day, Monday, in Dayton, Ohio? Oh, the home of another pair of heroes for Donald Trump, the Wright brothers.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
Welcome to the show, folks. Such as it is, this is your host, James Kelso, and I am in my car returning from voting in an incredibly long voting line. That's why I'm tardy for the show. I apologize. Thank you for being here, and I apologize for the rattling car noises of my minivan. I'm about a block away from my house. And I'll be in my studio here in just a moment. So thank you for joining the show here on Red Tsunami D-Day. And the as I say, I'm just returning from voting here in North Dakota. I didn't think I'd be in an hour-long line, but that's what I was in, kind of stretched around the block type line. And the I'm within sight of my house right now, right half a block away. I will be there in a moment, and our intrepid engineer Mike will reconnect me from off of my phone here onto my computer connection to the Republic Broadcasting Network. So tonight we'll talk about the election and what's going on, and I eagerly hope you will call in with your impressions and what you saw today and your aspect of the election. So here we go. Let me, I'll tell you. I'm actually surprised I got through that line in only an hour. It was forever. We're up here in North Dakota. And here I go. I'm pulling into my driveway. You'll hear me walking in the back door. And I'll rush up to my computer. Never a dull moment. The thrills and spills of live radio. You're hearing it live, folks. Stumble into the house here. I'm up in North Dakota, the least visited state in America. I keep repeating that. I'm hoping, of course, people in this audience, I hope you do come up here, but for a lot of the population, I'm glad they're not visiting. And there we go. We're inside. And we'll be transferring to our super-duper internet connection here in just a moment. My family was wondering where the heck I am. Let's go upstairs and get on the radio. Kind of get a... Hey, kids. I'm back. I'm going on the radio. I am on the radio right now on my cell phone. And I'm going to connect via the internet in just a moment. Yeah, my son says, are you talking to yourself? He could add again. No, I'm not. Bjorn, I'm going on the radio here in the radio show. So let's see if I can swing this, boys and girls. And of course, thanks to our engineers at the Republic Broadcasting Network, all of this stuff is possible with the sheer incompetence of a radio host like myself. It would not be possible. Okay, let me close out a few windows. And you get to witness here. What's it like going on the air? What do I have to do? Here we are, starting from a cold start. I'll log into the Republic Broadcasting site. Okay, I don't think I broke the connection. Holding the phone with my
There we go. All right, let's see what we can do here on getting a... You'll see here what's involved in getting a connection. Let's try this. See how many seconds it takes. The super competent engineers down there in Round Rock, Texas. Let's see what we get here. There we are. Now I'm connecting to RBN, and I'm going to say, hey, Mike. And he'll ring me up via the internet, and we'll just, there we go. Look at that. It took him less than 1 second elapsed time. Put my headphones on.
So you too can be a radio host, folks. If Kelso can do this, wow, I can do it. Hey, Mike, you hear me? Okay, let's see. Yep, I hear myself online. I'll hang up, Mike. Okay, so I think this means we're live. Let me just organize myself here. All right, get a little closer to the microphone, a little more intimate here. Get my headsets on both of my ears. And I think we're on the air. And if you want to call in, isn't that simple, folks? You can do that from the comfort of your own home, from the front seat of your beat-up car. How about that? Here it is, 512-248-8252. And see, now we're in the realm of competence. Some real geniuses. So I'm looking at a screen here. Mike's powering it up down there in Round Rock, Texas. So, and I hope that's where you're sending in your contributions and all of that good stuff at republicbroadcasting.org. All right, so here we are. I'm looking at my screen. We're live. And, all right, I'm breathing hard, which is better than hardly breathing. Let's see here. I will go over here to, this is ground zero. This is really where I hang out the most, other than Republic Broadcasting, is Donald Trump's truthsocial.com. And so here I am. Here's my routine. You can get into my routine. I go to, first of all, you got to be a member. Go ahead and sign up at truthsocial.com. You want to be a member. And you're missing it if you aren't. And then I just click on Donald Trump's face to get the actual real Donald Trump. And he says, well, he says to the great people of Arizona, and he's speaking to all of us and me too in this case, don't leave the line, the voting line, until you vote. And some of these lines were really long, and I'll bet you some people, maybe they were the host on a radio show and they had to leave the line. I didn't, and I knew you would be understanding out there in listener land. I could have left the line to be on time for my show. And then he posted that 4 hours ago. And here's an hour earlier, he said, people of Arizona, don't get out of line until you cast your vote. They are trying to steal the election with bad machines and delay. Don't let it happen. And we've been seeing that all day. It's exactly what they're doing. We've got a little break right here. We'll be right back.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Do Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big bad
Big
John.
John. That's Donald John
Big
Trump.
John.
That is. Nobody, hey, you're listening, folks, here to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, and those of you that hung out and waited for me to get back from my voting, thank you very much. And off we go into the show. And I'll tell you what, all this live, you heard me in my front seat of my car, on the phone, on my cheap cell phone, in my cheap car. I've got my cheap headphones on right now, which I drop to the floor about 10 times a day. And, you know, the point being this. You can do things out there, you folks. You can be a radio host. You can. You don't need much to do a lot. So you saw it in real life action here as I pulled into my driveway, came upstairs, and got on the air. Not everything I have is cheap. This computer is not cheap, and this microphone is not cheap. But you can afford all this stuff very, very easily. Okay, so let's look. We're with Donald Trump on truthsocial.com. Let me get a little audio in here for you. This is, you know, among my heroes, my political heroes, patriot heroes, one of them is Steve Bannon. And he is one of the giants, and he is doing such a job of being online, being on the air, broadcasting constantly. So let me just listen to him for a moment. Well, he's not talking right now, so I'm going to wait for a moment. The
until he I just saw him on the screen a moment ago. He was frantically texting and reading his phone and getting the latest. And he, as have all the great patriots, have mentioned that this is this midterm election, this is, as the namesake of this show would say, huge. It's huge, folks. Here's a huge listener to the show, Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on the air.
Hi there, James. I just got back from voting, too.
Well, yeah. Were there lines where you were?
Yeah, pretty good line. Pretty good attendance.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were not happy with the mail-in voting, so they were choosing to come and vote.
Yeah, I voted on a paper ballot. I did likewise. And the one of the things that the president is posting on right now is that the Communist Party USA, excuse me, the Democrat Party USA, one of the tactics they're using apparently broadly across the whole country is disrupting that process you and I just were in, which is voting in person on a paper ballot. And that's what the president, Steve Bannon, and everybody else is advocating. That's our answer. We must press for that. When we regain control of the House and regain control of the Senate, we must adamantly press paper ballots, same day voting, producing a definite ID, which is what I just did and what you just did, I'm sure, there in Utah. But what they're doing is long lines, machines that don't work, running out of paper.
We had that.
And people, a lot of people, they can't stand in a line for more than an hour. And they expected to have some kind of decent service. And, you know, then they look at a line that goes down around the block. So they don't vote. And the president is saying, no, go ahead and vote. You got to vote. So anyway, I'm feeling, apparently we're not going to get all the results we need immediately here. We'll have to wait a little bit till later tonight. Let's go. Let me go to your Steve Bannon's talking. Let's listen in.
All right.
Areas of California, because right now Florida and Ohio are going to be out of reach.
Amazing.
It sets a great precedent for guys, things to come.
Absolutely. I want to update you on some of the Senate races. So Ted Budd, up 2 points in North Carolina. Big race there. He's expanding the lead slightly, 71% in. But I've been talking about Ohio. And Tim Ryan is now only up by one. He was up 4 or 5 points. We now have 43% in. And Damon, we're going to bring in Grant Sinchfield in just a minute. But talk about Ohio a little bit, Damon, because J.D. Vance right now is down by just under 1 point, Damon. And this was someone that the MAGA movement was skeptical of. But Ohio, to Stephen Kay's point earlier, he was saying that.
Now, that wasn't Steve Bannon. That was Ed Henry. And this is on the Real America's Voice broadcast. You heard Steve Bannon for just a moment at the beginning there, and they're doing their rundown here on what's going on. And Steve Bannon is you can see his eyes just glued to his cell phone. He's looking at these numbers coming in, and you can see he is utterly engrossed in what's going on. He's one of the geniuses. I hope Donald Trump, when he resumes office in 2025, he will elevate Steve Bannon to a kind of chief of staff position that he had back in 2017. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey,
there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We're back, folks, here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And let's do our housekeeping. Today is, it's Election Day. It's November 8th, 2022. I'm James Kelso. And I'll tell you, I'm listening as you are out there, listening to, you know, fragmentary results coming in. And the one I just got was that J.D. Vance is pulling up on Tim Ryan, who is a piece of garbage. Tim Ryan is just left-wing commie rat. And so come on, Ohio. J.D. Vance, who is not the strongest MAGA candidate, and therein may lie a lesson here, that J.D. Vance, if he does not win tonight, he may be making the point inadvertently that the way to win is go strong, go MAGA. Don't be pussyfoot with it. And let's bring another caller in. We got Tom in Utah, but let's go with James in Vancouver also. Through the miracle of Republic Broadcasting Engineering, we'll have all three of us on the phone here. Are you there, James?
Hey, boss. Congrats on the election. Glad everybody lined up.
Well, hey, thank you. And I don't know how it's going here yet tonight. Any of you out there who are more plugged in than I am, should we be waving the pom poms right now, or because I'm seeing some signs here that the demon rats, the Communist Party USA, they're up to their usual criminality. And
yeah,
it's the what we've got to do here. We've got to take the House, pretty much have to take the Senate, and with those two bastions, with MAGA leading the way all the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene, forget these rhinos. No, for the rhinos, the byword for the next 2 years is sit down and shut up. And we're going to listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're going to listen to Jim Jordan. And then we've got to secure voting. Two things. We've got to secure real voting, honest voting, at least a close approximation thereof. And then we have to secure our border. And those two things have to be just pedal to the metal nonstop. And what both the MAGA House and MAGA Senate must do is inform the demon rats that they will shut the government down gladly. Gladly shut it down, gladly deny a continuing resolution, gladly deny an increase in the debt ceiling until and unless the border is sealed the way it was when Donald Trump handed the office over to Brandon, and until election integrity is somewhat approximated with this, an end to this mail-in ballot garbage, this month-long election garbage, this computer garbage. We want paper ballots. And of course, this is being demonstrated today. All the BS that we've heard for decades about the efficiency of computer voting and the speed of computer voting and the accuracy of computer voting. We've seen enough of that now. We know paper ballot preserved, your ballot that you wrote on, that document preserved until the election is proved, and only then could anyone dispose of those ballots. That's what we have to do. Well, your commentary, James.
Yes, that's got to be done. And right now I'm reading a story about the over-control of the U.S. government. I'm talking about the deep, deep, deep state in the affairs of ordinary Americans, in the history of ordinary Americans since November 22nd, 1963.
Well, yes. I'm looking here at truthsocial.com at Donald Trump. And you know he's doing, folks, he's out there just as you are. He's probably got a bank of big screen TVs around him right now. He's got members of his most trusted staff around him, his smartest people. And he's watching this just as you are. And he's trying to ascertain how bad is the steal? How bad is the cheating going on? And he says, here's his, let's see, let's go to Donald Trump. Here's a post by Jim Jordan, who says, thank you, MAGA. Republican Jim Jordan wins re-election to the House in Ohio's 4th Congressional District. So that's, I think that was certainly not a surprise. Okay, so Donald Trump's most recent post 4 hours ago. Here's his voice, I think. Let's listen to the president.
It absolutely would be. The only thing that I'm holding.
Oh, okay. I've got too many things going on here. I've got a live broadcast here. Let me see if I can get this live broadcast. I've got so many things live right now.
My assumption.
Okay, I've got too many screens live here. So let's go back to Truth Social. And the president posts, he says, the same thing is happening with voter fraud as happened in 2020. They are now saying, this is, I'm reading Donald Trump a few hours ago. He says, they are now saying that about 20% of the so-called voting machines in Maricopa County are not counting the votes that have been placed in the machine. Only Republican areas, question mark, he asks. Wow. Carrie Lake, Blake Masters, and all others are being greatly harmed by this disaster. Can't let this happen again. Three exclamation marks. I believe Attorney General Mark Brnovich is on the case big time. He has a chance to be the biggest hero of them all and at the same time save our country from this cancer from within. Three exclamation marks. Mark Brnovich being a Republican Attorney General there in Arizona. Then the president writes this, Maricopa County in Arizona, and that's by far the largest county in Arizona. Most of the people in Arizona live in Maricopa County, which is Phoenix. That's, you remember, Sheriff Joe Arpaio made Maricopa County famous. He was the sheriff there when that was a better run county than it is today. Maricopa County in Arizona looks like a complete voter integrity disaster. Likewise, Detroit, Michigan, of course, Pennsylvania, and other places. This is not being covered by the fake news media. The absentee ballot situation in Detroit is really bad. People are showing up to vote only to be told, sorry, you have already voted. This is happening in large numbers elsewhere as well. Protest. And he says, Pennsylvania just announced that it could take days to determine the winner. This is outrageous. And the president has made the point that in France, for example, where they vote on paper, they count the same day. In France, they have accurate results across their country by midnight, the night of the election. Easy to do. There never was any need for these damn machines. And anything other than our original paper ballot, you with a pen in your hand and you mark your ballot, and that ballot is preserved and it's ID'd. It's verified. There's the president. Can this possibly be true when a vast majority of Republicans waited for today to vote? Here we go again. The people will not stand for it. Now, remember, the communists, and I love it. The president this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, he held rallies, and he correctly stated, we're dealing with the Communist Party. These are not the liberals. These are not even the socialists. We're talking about communists who control the Democrat Party. And they are... We patriots have been saying vote in person, vote on paper, go to the poll on Tuesday. So what are the communists, what have they done? They've done everything they can to make sure that you will stand in a long line, that you will be frustrated, that machines or devices involved in the polling place won't work. No good deed goes unpunished. Let's go back. Tom in Utah, you didn't get a word in edgewise. Are you still there?
No, that's fine. But I was going to tell you, we did have to wait because the printing machine ran out of prints, ink. So we waited about almost half an hour.
Can you believe that? You know, unbelievable. You know, I was standing in my line in North Dakota, of all places. This is not commie country. But, you know, I'll tell you what, the people inside of governments across the country, even in red states like this one in North Dakota, you know, the people that work at your county government and so on, that is a nest. It's true all over the country. The people within the government are overwhelmingly left-wing wokesters. And so even if you're in a red state like this one, there was no excuse to have a line that, you know, was more than a block long in a little town. A line a block long. There's no excuse for that. And I can only imagine how much worse it must be in places that aren't red states, that aren't Trump country, as this place is. So the let me look here for some more posting by the president. And let me find one of my broadcasts that's going right now. Let's see if I can't bring this one up. I don't know how many.
Vance was behind 4, then he's behind 2, then he's down 1.3. Now he's up 6 points.
It also illustrates that the Democrats are outspending us, but yet we're winning with these America First candidates. And sometimes you don't need to follow the money, maybe.
No, absolutely. Guys, let's go to New York. We're all paying attention to the governor's race. There's a lot of House races. There's a Senate race with Chuck Schumer and Joe Pinion. We got our own David Zier and Adam Weiss, a PR professional. He's been on American Sunrise a lot. He's close to the Zeldin campaign. Guys, you're at Zeldin campaign headquarters there in Manhattan. What's the mood like there? Polls closed just about 45 minutes ago. I know the numbers are just...
Okay, that's Ed Henry. Not as interesting to me at all as Stephen Bannon. But I'll tune that back in as soon as Steve Bannon goes back. This man is just brilliant. As I was saying earlier, I hope Donald Trump, when he is sworn in on January 20th, 2025, count on it, folks. We'll all be there that day when Donald Trump puts his hand on the Bible and swears to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. I hope he brings Steve Bannon back into the Oval Office, back into the West Wing of the White House, where he was in 2017, and the commies did a good job of undermining Steve Bannon successfully enough that Steve Bannon left the White House, and they lied to Donald Trump about Steve Bannon. The two men are, you know, have re-embraced, but we need a genius like Steve Bannon. Jim Jordan, I'd love to see Jim Jordan as Donald Trump's running mate. Or how about Marjorie Taylor Greene as his running mate in 2024? And let me see here.
20% in, Hochul's up 66% to 34%. So if you follow that, it's early, only 20% in. But to your point, a lot of the early vote went Democrat there. And if you have that kind of turnout in the five boroughs in New York City, that's tough for...
Okay, so no reliable indication yet from New York. Lee Zeldin, who we were, we've been hoping, thinking, polls have been saying that Zeldin could beat Hochul in New York State. We're going to have to wait until the upstate and rural and small town vote in New York comes in. New York City, what I've read is that if you as a Republican on the right, as a MAGA candidate, if you can take 30% of New York City, you're in real good shape. Here's Steve Bannon.
And a big loss. All right, let's keep it rolling and see. Now, I want to check back in. It's interesting that we've been stuck on 88% of the vote on Virginia 7. Vega is still up 2 points.
They're playing their games. We've seen these hang
it's
before.
Stopped. Yes. We've been at 88% for a while. Have they stopped counting? Is there a van somewhere with some votes? Where's that 12%?
Who knows? It might be. Maybe
polls
a van.
Polls closed over 2 hours ago in Virginia, so we want to find those
votes. We have to try to get Chris Carter. Let's try to track him down. He's at Vega headquarters.
Yeah, that's right.
Let us know when we got Chris. There's not a campaign in the nation that we don't have somebody there.
That's right. All the big ones. Vance up 6 in Ohio.
Big.
Bud up 3 in North Carolina. Walker now up a full point in Georgia.
Good.
With 69% in.
Big.
So that's interesting because some of these Senate battles have really tilted Republican. Here's the most significant part of the Walker part. Stephen Kay, which is that Herschel Walker is now at 49.6. So the key is, if he can get to 50% plus one, he avoids that December runoff. He can win tonight, but if he's at 49.8, it's a runoff. He
doesn't do it again.
So he's edging closer to that 50 plus one.
Yeah,
not there yet.
A tough race.
Yeah. Karen, the Senate map, we've talked about this. When the summer began, it was like, look, this is going to be a blowout.
Okay, we'll turn that down. We'll come back to that. I'm hearing some good things. J.D. Vance has pulled into the lead.
Herschel Walker is narrowly in the lead. And the Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania, I believe he's in the lead. But interestingly, people are commenting that Doug Mastriano, who's running for governor of Pennsylvania in a very important race, because it's the governor of Pennsylvania who will have control over Pennsylvania elections. And Pennsylvania is the keystone state. We can't have a patriot president without winning Pennsylvania. But Doug Mastriano is down. He's not winning, and he's being beaten by a complete commie rat, Shapiro. And now, where was Mitch McConnell? He didn't back Doug Mastriano. The Republican establishment, and you just heard Steve Bannon say this, the GOP establishment, the rhinos, they hate us. They hate the MAGA movement. They hate Donald Trump. And so these pieces of crap would rather, in order to defeat MAGA, to get MAGA out of their life, they're willing to take the whole ship down. The Mitt Romneys, the Liz Cheneys, the Lisa Murkowskis, the Mitch McConnells. We got this guy, Ed Henry, talking over here at Real America's Voice, and I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I'd much rather listen to Steve Bannon. Bannon's looking at his phone. I need him to retake the microphone here.
In Pennsylvania,
what are you hearing in Pennsylvania?
What Mastriano's down looks like a lot. 58-40 to Shapiro with 31% of the vote in. Also in Rhode Island, too, Magaziner, looks like it's been called by Decision Desk. Magaziner beats a Fung. Fung was up in some polls by 6%. So that's one for the Democrats. And it looks like that seat that's been held by Democrats since 1992 is not going to fall tonight, according to Decision Desk. That's a win for the Democrats.
Interesting, Grant Stinchfield is talking about Texas and Greg Abbott only being up single digits. 45% in, he's now up 10. So we'll see. It ain't over yet, but he's got a nice little lead right there. What about Damon? If we get Damon back, we'd love to.
Now, it's interesting, folks, what's going on in the world today. The Real America's Voice people calling the election right here. And this is good. This is, we actually have our own networks like Republic Broadcasting right now. This is a network. We have our own baby networks on the right. So you don't have to listen to the fake news. But it's interesting, as they sit there at their desk, they're relying on their cell phones. they're all plugged in. They're texting and scrolling on their cell phones to stay connected. Okay, good. Mike, good job, Mike, talking to our engineer. Let's go back to let's just see if the president has updated anything. You know, there's so much going on a night like this that you know, we're all in the same boat. But we need an avenue of truth. We need a channel of communication. That's what this is, Republic Broadcasting Network, and the others that we have, because without freedom of speech, without a channel of communication. It was, you know, George Orwell. He's the guy that nailed this fact back in 1948 when a George Orwell, who was not a healthy man, he didn't know it, he was going to die of tuberculosis a couple of years later as a young man, early middle life, he died. But he nailed it with his book, 1984, that if the commie rat pukes can gain control of the means of communication, the channels of information, if they can gain control of those choke points, they've got us. They have got us, because we lose the ability to think. We lose the ability to know what's going on. And they then can control, if you can control the flow of information, you can control This was the premise of 1984. George Orwell was right. It's the premise of communism. You can control the information. You can control the thinking of people. And remember, that was the key point of 1984. Not just the dictatorship that the government had, with the Ministry of Truth, which is the fake news media, had gained control over institutions. The key in 1984 is when the protagonist of this dystopian novel, Winston Smith, by the end of the book, after he's been tortured and after he's been brainwashed, he actually, he goes from knowing he's being lied to, as the book begins, to at the end, he actually says that he loves Big Brother. And he actually does. He himself believes that he loves Big Brother. In other words, he now believes, at the beginning of the book, he believed 2 + 2 = 4. By the end of the book, he's undergone that communist transformation of believing that 2 + 2 = 5. And all the other BS that so many Americans believe. You still see people walking around wearing a mask. I saw some tonight in my voting line. Not very many here in North Dakota. I actually saw only one. But there's a person a few feet away from me wearing a mask. And I'm going, what is going on in that person's mind? Do they think 2 + 2 = 5? And, you know, we believed a lot of things. And you'll notice there's that very important article in the Atlantic Monthly. I forget the name of the woman who wrote it. But she said, we need an amnesty on COVID, because she recognized so many lies were perpetrated on us and we swallowed it. We complied. And the cost is appears that it very well may be unbelievable. The cost of half of us having gotten inoculated with the injected with something that may be a bioweapon that may end up killing a lot of us, injuring. It has injured many of us. The most scary recent article I read was one on fertility in men and women and births among women. Childbirths way down. We'll be right back. We won't be right back. We're out of time. But thanks for joining. I know what all you'll be doing all night tonight. You'll be watching the results just as I am, and we are here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's meet up again tomorrow night. We'll have an idea on, as the president says, how badly were we screwed today? Hopefully not too badly. See you tomorrow night. Don't stop believing.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.